Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Described as a valuable human story, Destiny by Malin Palmer is a powerful message for young people and their parents or mentors who believe they have no chance at a successful life. The book is an engaging personal story of a boy who thought he was in that category while he was growing up. Malin Dick Palmer was the youngest of four boys, born in the midst of the greatest depression the country has ever experienced. He joined the Air Force at age 17, served 4 years as an air weather observer. No college education, that didn't stop him. He began working in the field of data processing when that world consisted of IBM punch cards in the early 1960s. Fascinated with the IBM 650 computer, he quickly decided, well, he's got to learn how to program it. And a 30-year-plus career in the field was born, programming virtually every make of computer up through the early 21st century. The design techniques that he developed became the blueprint, used for the next 25 years while designing systems for the Air Force, including Apollo 11 and Apollo 12. He then built the largest business system in Lockheed Martin that is still operational today. Destiny, his story, a little boy changed the odds against him to do remarkable things most people can't even dream of. Malin Dick Palmer with us on This Week in America. Malin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for the introduction.
It is a pleasure and so much to talk about. And it's interesting. Let's go back to where this book first came to mind. You suffered a severe heart attack in July of 2014. And as you're there, the nurses that were fascinated by your stories, but they encouraged you to write the book. The book became Destiny because they came to you and asked you to write it.
Well, that is true, and that's how it all came to pass. I had never had any plans of ever writing a book until they convinced me that I should, and that's really where it all began.
It's a fascinating story, Destiny. We'll give you websites where you can get that information and go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on. Let's talk about that background. I mentioned it was you grew up during the Depression, born a farm in Meredith, New York, in the mid-1930s. Talk about that, because that was a time in growing up in a family where you worked 12, 14 hours a day on the farm. This really didn't have success written all over it, did it? This is where some children hit some obstacles, and it's difficult to overcome, but you were able to do so.
Well, that is true. It was pretty difficult times at that time. Even though I did go to school every day, I never had time for homework. I never did homework in my entire life. Just didn't have time. There was no sense of carrying books back and forth to school. So,
well, yeah, and it's interesting. And one of the things that I'm reading that, and it's like your day would begin like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, end up about 8:30 at night. And you said the truth was, whatever I learned, I had to learn in the classroom because we didn't have time for homework. You were exhausted by the time your day was over.
Well, that's true. I never had time for any homework all the time I went to school. So if you didn't get it in class, you just didn't get it.
The book is filled of great inspirational stories on what Malin has been able to do with his life, and we'll get to some of those. But you started where you're talking about you are poor if you believe you are poor. Talk about the mindset. Sometimes you're thinking, I'm never going to, this is my lot in life. This is where I was born. This will life where I will spend the rest of my life. You refused to believe that, didn't you?
Well, that's kind of true. It wasn't important that we didn't have toys because we didn't have time to play with them anyway. So, you know, if that's all you know is work, that's all you know.
The book is Destiny. Malin Dick Palmer, our guest on the program. His website is destinybymalinpalmer.com, and Malin is M-A-H-L-O-N. Also, you'll find it at Book Venture, and you can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all of that information. 1954 was a year of change for you. Let's talk about it. On the video version, we see you with King. your dog, your companion, your best friend. Talk about that relationship and how that started and really shaped the rest of your life.
Well, King was my best friend. There's no question about it. I did have three brothers, but they were all much older than I. So my best friend was King, and we were always together. And that went on until I graduated from high school and left home. And when I left home, he was so brokenhearted that he died shortly thereafter.
And he says probably of a broken heart because he was so attached to you. And it's interesting. He even helped you get your high school degree. I understand you were studying for the History of Regents exam. Figured I don't know this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not even going to take it. I decided you need to get some sleep. And when he kept you up all night, just long enough, you got some studying in and you were able to pass the exam.
That is a true story. That is definitely a true story.
You wonder how they know, but somehow they know. And you can see the picture with Dick and King by going to thisweekinamerica.us and click on videos, and you can go to YouTube and see that. You go off to the Air Force, and that was 4 years that really shaped the rest of your life. Talk about that, the 4 years there and this fascination that you had with computers. No formal education, but you were fascinated. And as I said in the introduction, you were convinced you were going to learn how to operate these.
Well, that is true.
It's
Destiny is what came to the front, I'm sure. I did join the Air Force. I was in the Air Weather Service, and I can unequivocally tell you that my enlistment in the Air Force was the greatest decision I ever made.
And it's a decision reflected in the rest of your life because of that foundation you had in the Air Force. I mentioned in the beginning, I love the story you tell in the IBM 650 computer that was in the corner almost begging for your attention. And there was I'll ask you about it. There was a function there that took like a couple of people all day. And your mind is working, thinking there has to be a way we convert this to computer. Talk about that, because that really, again, you were able to accept this challenge, and it opened more doors to other opportunities.
Well, that is a true story. That was a job that was a very labor-intensive job, and I had a small group of people working for me at the time on a night shift, and that was our entire job, was to run that one task. And after I got involved with the IBM 650 computer, I thought I found a way that we could do that using that machine. And I talked to all of the systems people, and they said, oh, no, we've already looked at that. It just can't be done, so just forget it. Well, I did not forget it, and I went, and that was the first system that I ever built for the IBM 650, and it did indeed run, and it ran for many years.
Yeah, developing a program that could not be developed, which is interesting. It's sort of the story of Dick's life. Destiny, the name of the book. Malin Dick Palmer, our guest on the program. The book's available at Book Venture in the bookstore, other places, of course, and at Malin's website, destinybymalinpalmer.com. Facebook is up and running, Destiny by Malin Palmer as well, and that's M-A-H-L-O-N. It's interesting. Self-educated, and a lot of people will be self-educated, but not in computers, into computer science, that you were able to do that. Talk about that. And you had basically what spent no money on education. You would go to what libraries, bookstores, getting information from manufacturers. This, you really were self-taught, almost to the point where you had multiple college degrees.
Well, let's go back a little bit. everything that I ever learned was self-taught. And that, from the time I left the Air Force, certainly I went to Air Weather School for about 4 months in the Air Force. But after that, all of my computer training, that was all self-taught. And there just wasn't no other place to go. So growing up on the farm, you have to do a lot of things to compensate for things that are not readily available, and you learn how to do things on your own, and that's where that whole background came from.
Great stories in the book Destiny. Mail and Dick Palmer, our guest of the program. Book, again, available at his website, destinybymailandpalmer.com. And you'll find more on that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting because some people will read the book and you talk about this and comment how lucky you've been as things have fallen into place through your lifetime. And you're saying maybe it's careful planning. Is that a key to your success? You sort of had a plan, a roadmap laid out for yourself.
Well, that is true. Everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people say, well, it was just luck, it was just by coincidence. But if you are going through life and you are always looking ahead at to try and find out what it is you're going to need next and plan for it, you can eliminate a lot of those problems that you have in not getting that next job or whatever it is you're looking for.
The book with fascinating stories, Destiny, the author, Maylin Dick Palmer, our guest on the program. In the beginning of the book, you dedicate the book to three women who made great differences in your life. Talk about those three and the impact and different ways they had on you during your life.
Well, the first person that I talk about is my mother. And obviously, she had a major impact in my life throughout my childhood. As I grew older, and in fact, while I was in the Air Force, I met my wife. And after we got acquainted, and I was then sent overseas for a tour of duty in Turkey, and I spent over a year over there. And when I came home, we ended up getting married, and my first assignment was down in Florida after I got back, and I finished my career in the Air Force down there. And the last, back up a little bit, over the years, my wife got cancer and spent a long time in that environment and ultimately passed. And following that, after some time, a very good friend of mine introduced me to a gal by the name of Barbara, and we have been together ever since, and she has filled that void.
You know, I mentioned the computers that you've worked on back in the real early days. Are you amazed now when you see how far computers have come? And they basically, without computers, our lives would be totally different. We rely on computers for basically everything.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. All of those computers that I knew inside and out, today I can barely turn one on. I just have lost all interest in computers, and so I leave the computers to the younger generation, and I'll stick the old paper and pencil.
Well, there's a lot to be said for that, and you were there at the infancy with this and one of the pioneers in getting us going in this direction, so you've done your part for the computer age. In the book, you've got a number of pictures and this zest for life and this planning and this self-education is applied to all aspects of your life, not just professional life, but your personal life, your vacations, your adventures, that type of thing. You've got a lot of great pictures in the book as well, in addition to the stories.
Well, my life has been made up of a tremendous amount of travel. Starting out with my time in the Air Force, when I was in the Air Force, I spent time in Europe, Turkey. I spent my overseas tour in Turkey with Gary Powers, a name you may
exactly, yes.
know. Did I know him? No, I did not know him. When I was passing through Germany on my way over there, I had a 2 or 3 day stop in Frankfurt, Germany, and it was there that I bought my first camera. I was in a place where they had the best of the best, and I bought my first camera there, and that camera has traveled all over the world with me.
And captured some great pictures that's featured in the book. A couple of minutes left. There are so many important messages in the book. What do you hope readers take away? Because I'm sure there are young people that are out there like you that figure, okay, I can't afford college, so I'm probably limited in what I'm going to be able to do from an economic standpoint, from an education standpoint. What do you hope people take away from your story?
I would hope that a young person would look at my story and say, this guy never spent a dime on education, and on formal education. And if he can do it, then I can do it. And I'm a firm believer that if you put your mind to it, there's a way you can do these things, and you don't have to spend a lot of money on education. And I know a lot of highly educated people that can't do a lot of things also. So education is not going to make the world open up to you. You've got to do it yourself.
Yeah,
I'm a firm believer in that.
You've got one quote in the book: most of what you learn in educational settings doesn't prepare you for the real test, and that is life. And it's so interesting. Your theory was, I may not be able to afford to go to college, but I can have the textbook that the teacher is using to teach the students who have paid thousands of dollars to go to college. So by being self-taught and using sort of an innovative way, I'm going to get the books, the same books that they're using for an education, and learn. It really paid off for you, didn't it?
Absolutely. That was the key to my entire life. And every opportunity I had to move up a notch, I would always try and look forward and learn what was needed to go into that new job, and it's paid off great dividends for me over my life.
And when you think about it, just about everything we want to do out there, we can do from a self-taught basis, as opposed to having to go spend tens of thousands of dollars on an education. We can still get the bottom line results by understanding it, can't we?
Yes, we can. In fact, since that was the way I got my entire education, I am convinced that a high percentage of the people who spend a lot of money on education, a lot of that goes for fun and games. It doesn't go for putting knowledge in your head.
I totally agree with that. The book is such a fascinating read. Unfortunately, the time has gone by too quickly. I highly recommend the book, Destiny, by Mahlon Dick Palmer. Mahlon is Mahlon. His website is destinybymalinpalmer.com. You'll find him on Facebook, Destiny by Malin Palmer. The book's also available at Book Venture. And, of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Malin's website. Sir, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. A fascinating story. We've only touched the surface of all that you've been able to do. Thank you. An inspiration. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and it's been a pleasure talking with you.
And
I hope a few people read it and find the message that hopefully is in there.
And there are many messages in there, and I think the book would be beneficial to adults and young teenagers trying to figure out how they're going to go about breaking into the workforce and get that education. Destiny, Mail and Dick Palmer, our guest on This Week in America. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.